Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Hey, this is a day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be celebrate in it. So many things have transpired since the last time I was on the air. I was on the air last time on Tuesday on Election Day, and we had a historical phenomena that took place on that day with the election of the first African-American president of the United States of America. People are on an all-time high. People are excited and bubbly and just bouncing off the sidewalks, the ceilings all over the country. There's some people that don't like it, but, I mean, there's a whole lot of people that love it. And, you know, and that leads to, you know, what we want to be able to share again on this program. You know, this is your home-based business breakfast show. And, you know, the purpose of this show is to share with you opportunities, procedures, methods on how you can free yourself up and be able to work from home. One of the things that President-elect Barack Obama shared with people throughout his campaign trail, some heard it, some missed it, is that one of the greatest things that people can also do today is get involved in a home-based business. Now, today's show and Thursday's show, we're going to do this in two parts. As Ruth, who's been, you know, so graciously chiming in with us every morning on this show, attended a summit that took place in her, you know, home state and city of Dallas, Texas, this past weekend, on which there was a Black Millionaire Summit of people that came out to just share again things that relate to our theme in terms of home-based business opportunity. And so what I'm going to do today and then also Thursday is, you know, so that we don't rush through this, is just ask her to be able to share with us, the listening audience, today and Thursday, what that was like. I know it had to be probably a high-energy atmosphere and a lot of valuable information that was shared with people that can just help us all reposition ourselves. Before I bring Ruth on, I want to share this with y'all that's listening. There is a repositioning of wealth that is taking place in the world. And what I mean by repositioning of wealth, traditionally the old way would have been trying to work your way up the corporate ladder and hopefully that one day or, you know, you could get somebody to hire you as the CEO of a major company and, you know, get one of them big time, you know, multi-million dollar contracts. But that, you know, that's a very narrow approach to being able to obtain wealth. What's happening in America and throughout the world, as I said, repositioning of wealth, is that people can create home-based business ventures through network marketing that can allow them to position themselves to become millionaires, everyday folk. And that's what I mean when I say reposition the wealth. Everyday folk, if you have the due diligence, the discipline, and the tenacity, you can become a millionaire. Now, I know some people are going to say, you don't understand my circumstance. I was born and raised in the projects in terms of where I grew up at. And, you know, but I don't have a project mentality. And people can take and reposition themselves to do what we're supposed to do because, you know, God didn't birth us into this world for us to be poor forever. your circumstance, how you entered the world, does not have to become your circumference for how you stay in the world. You can change your destiny, is what I'm saying. And with that, you know, I want to bring on, because I want to get as much as we can in this morning in our short time frame. I want to bring on Ruth so she can just enlighten us to the experience that she had this past weekend, and we're going to do some more of this also Thursday. Ruth, you there?
Good morning, Baba Jahi. I'm here.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. You know, just so glad to have you on. I'm so glad, you know, you've been tuning into the program, and I'm so glad that you have something very, very valuable to share with our listening audience this morning, because too often, you know, people think that they can't change their lives and their destiny, and I'm pretty sure what you went to this weekend says that it is possible.
It is possible, and it is your right to be rich.
All right.
That's what I learned this weekend. I would just like to thank you, first of all, for having me on today and giving me the opportunity to share with you and your listeners a phenomenal experience that my family and I had this weekend. Today is Veterans Day, and a day where we honor all the veterans who are serving now and who have served in the past to keep us free. And I just want to thank every veteran that's listening to this show today for your service.
That's so important, because I'm also a veteran myself. I'm a Vietnam War veteran.
Thank you. Wow. You know, you guys are the reason that we're here today. Mm-hmm. And I just want to thank you. I didn't know you were a veteran.
Yes.
This is your day.
Thank you.
All right. Well, Baba Jahi, this last Tuesday, you mentioned the historic presidential election where the world shared in celebrating a historic event. I had the pleasure of witnessing history two times last week. That was the presidential event, and the second one was the Black Millionaire Summit in Dallas, Texas. I grew up here in Dallas, so I've been in tune with the community. I've been a community organizer, just as Barack Obama has, and I've never seen and never witnessed the type of camaraderie, the type of event that we had at the Dallas Sheraton Hotel this past Saturday. The Black Millionaire Summit, for your listeners that don't know, was created by Dr. Fran Harris and Myron Golden. And you all can Google them and find out a little bit more about them. Or on Thursday, I'll have resources for Baba Jahi to point you in the direction that you need to go and to give you all the resources that I learned. I want to say this at the top, Baba Jahi, because I don't want to forget it, and I want you to remind me.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you what happened, but your listeners and you will be able to experience the Black Summit, because everything that went on this weekend was recorded and will be made available to the public. So on Thursday, let's share with your listeners how they can experience the Black Summit right in their own home, on their computers, and on their television. That's the most. That was at the end. You know, they saved the best for last, but I want to give you the best right now.
So that's again, as you're saying. See, that's the beauty of this new technology, is that, you know, people in distant places can be connected to stuff right there, front and center through the technology that exists. And so that's why it's so important that we don't have a digital divide in our communities, so that we can access information no matter where we are. Go ahead, you can continue.
That's a great point, because one of the things that Myron Golden stressed was for every parent out there, and we don't want to give a plug to a certain company unless they send us a check, But we're going to plug this one because I'm on one right now. Buy your family an Apple computer. And the reasons will be revealed on your when you get the DVD.
Okay.
He went into depth on how his sons, teenagers, are making hundreds of dollars a day using their Apple computer. Mm. This is the type of information we learn. We got hands on. It was more than just a sit back. It wasn't no sit back, rah rah, looking, bragging. Look what I did. You know what I have. Wasn't no bling bling either. It was just regular people. And you know, there's a book out called The Millionaire Next Door. You don't ever know who's got the money because mm-hmm. real millionaires don't flash it. They don't flash their cash. So I learned this weekend to get into a millionaire mindset because I was there with them. Let me tell you who was on the headliners. We had, and this is just in numerical order here, Jonathan Bender, Elon Bonamy, Cheryl Bouchard, Jerry Clark, and as I said before, Myron Golden, Fran Harris, PhD, Kwesi Nichols, and Tristan Cooley. They're in real estate. You know, everyone's gone out and bought the Carlton Sheets program on how to do the no money down. Well, they're the guys who really teach you what to do. Lisa Nichols, she was in the movie The Secret.
Right.
She was the sister in that movie. Mm-hmm. I took pictures with her, y'all, and I got to touch her hair. I said, I want my hair
all
like that.
Right.
She was so sweet. So, let me go on because I get excited. Stephen Pierce, Russell Simmons, and Mr. Tycoon. So we can go through each one of these people person by person, or as I said again, you can wait till the DVD comes. I suggest you wait for your DVD, which will be out. And I learned so much. It was so great to just sit down with them. You know, Myron Golden, my husband, was really impressed when we arrived there. Myron Golden walked up to him and introduced himself to him. Now, how many millionaires just walk up to you and just start taking you under the wing and making you feel a part? You would think that people would be standing back. Everybody was a VIP.
Yeah, well, Myron has that type of personality because, I mean, he's a mentor to, you know, the network marketing business that I'm in terms of our hierarchy. He mentors my upline, and he offers things to us that's part of her downline, free. Where normally he charges $2,000 an hour for mentoring sessions, but because he's, you know, mentoring our upline is that those of us that are part of her downline is that, you know, we have access to Myron, and so I do know his spirit and his personality. Go ahead, you can continue.
Well, that spirit and personality is true. And he, of course, is the author of the Ebony Treasure Map. And speaking of giving, that was one of the books that he placed into our welcome package.
Mm.
So Myron, as you said, is known as the guy who went from being the trash man to being the cash man. And he's an author, he's a speaker, he's a wealth creation expert who's taught his students how to make $500 to $100,000 plus per month in less than 4 years. And he's recognized as one of the world's top business development and financial literacy experts. And his no-nonsense approach to producing million-dollar results is both simple and entertaining. And he's also the creator of the Six-Figure Business School, Skillionaire Enterprises, and 2020 Speaker Bootcamp. And we were blessed to also have him give us a word of spiritual encouragement Sunday morning. He's also a minister. That was one of the things that I didn't know. So I just learned so much, and I was just so inspired and so educated that I don't even know where to start. I'm just overwhelmed with the possibilities to know that what we're on the right path. Everyone that's listening to this show today, you are on the right path. You're in the right place at the right time with the right person, and that's Baba Jahi.
Thank you so much. Give us a couple. We got like about 14 minutes left. Give us a couple key points that they shared, you know, what people can do far as setting up a home-based business or, you know, internet business. Share some of, you know, what some of the key points that they brought out.
Okay. As you stated earlier, technology. You have to learn, or if you don't have time, outsource what you don't know. Get someone to do it for you or to teach you to do it. But right now it's about learning to use the computer and use it well, using social networking sites. We were given specific strategies that, you know, I can't in this short time go into depth, but I can over the series and give you the resources and the places that they pointed us to create the wealth. And we were also taught to how to brand ourselves. We were taught how to
When you say brand yourself, what, you know, before you go to the next point, when you say brand yourself, for those in our listening audience that does not know what that means, what is brand yourself? Could you take a couple minutes and explain what they mean when they say brand yourself?
Yes. You know, many of us represent, and that's a trend today, multiple streams of income, right? Well, I represent a network marketing company. But the truth is, Baba Jahi, people don't join people. People join you. You are a brand, and they join you because they know you, they like you, and they trust you. So just as we were brought up, if I mentioned Tide detergent today, Colgate toothpaste, Arm & Hammer baking soda, there's a specific emotion that you have around these products because maybe your family, you grew up being familiar with this brand, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so branding is about getting your business philosophy, your purpose, being you, and having people come to you because they are attracted to you. So it's about you, what you represent. And that's where the money is being made, in branding yourself. You are a brand. You are unique. You are powerful. And that's why you have this show. You are a brand. I came to you because I was attracted to you and your message. And that's what branding is. People are afraid of who they are. You know, we're not our company. We own a company.
Right.
And we are enterprise.
Mm-hmm.
And the wealth is there. All we have to do is tap into the source, and it's there for you, for the taking. And we don't have to depend on anything else but you. God has given us the power. You know, when the election took place, it was late at night, and seeing Obama walk out there in Grant Park, you know, he's a brand.
Right.
He's himself. He's unique. But mm-hmm. I was taken back to the moment in the Roots movie where the father took his son and held him up to the sky and told him, "Behold, the only thing greater than yourself, and that's you. You are a brand. The only thing greater than you is your creator."
Right.
So we were taught, and we were told, and we left there with a different. Everybody walked left there with a spot back a little straighter and the head a little higher, and with the tools. I mean, I came home and got straight on the computer and started implementing what I learned.
All right.
And so yes, You are a brand. You're the best. You don't need to change who you are to be a millionaire. That's what I experienced from the people that I met. They were themselves, especially Russell Simmons. He has a book out, Do You. And he autographed my book, got pictures with everybody. You know I did.
Okay.
And it was just,
right.
It was just exciting. So I'll share more on Thursday with the branding process, because that's a whole show in itself.
Okay. Well, you know, I mean, we can take some of these points that you got, and then we can make a, you know, can make a series out of it, and you know, and be able to help people, you know, move to the next level in their lives, for those, you know, that want to do more. I mean, you know, we see more, but do we want to do more? And as we see more and want to do more, then it's simply a thing, you know, it's like a little game we used to play as a children, you know, called Follow the Leader. And
yes.
When you have people, as you said, when you sit in the presence of these people that you spent the weekend with, and they share information about how they've, you know, gotten where they are, is that you need to be a sponge.
Yes.
And absorb. And
yes.
It's not time, you know, to debate and tell them, well, I don't believe that. You know, you what are you talking about? You know, no, it's time to just be a sponge. And too often people go to things like that, and then, you know, they go through this thing of, I don't believe it, you know,
mm-hmm.
where you have people that are living proof, walking testimonies.
Yeah.
And saying, because that's the thing I get out of, you know, Myron, when, you know, he talks about, hey, you know, trash man to cash man, you know, he worked on a trash truck. And,
yes, he did.
You know, so, I mean, he, you know, he ain't faking.
No.
He ain't like, you know, well, oh, he really didn't work on a trash truck. That's something he made up. No, that's not a marketing strategy. That's his life.
And
then when he talks about, you know, his disability.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people don't know, you know, he was also disabled in terms of, you know, having one leg shorter than the other.
Yes. I didn't know that, Baba Jihi, until I went there. And
mm-hmm.
one thing I will reveal to you today is that I'm disabled.
Okay.
So I'm legally blind.
Mm.
And I, you know, people don't know because, you know, I don't have a cane, or I don't have a dog, and it's probably good because I probably tell my dog to fix some people. You know what I mean? I don't need a dog. I don't need a cane. I might hit somebody.
Right.
But God
has
given me, my parents brought me up. You know, we have such a strong belief in the work ethic that I didn't know I was blind until the doctors told me, and they didn't know I was blind until the teachers told them that I couldn't see the board. Hey, I thought this, by the time I was 6 years old, it was over. I'd already learned how to move in the world. So when I saw Myron on stage, and, you know, he was just standing still. But then he started down descending the stairs, and I saw his limp. And so I'm one of the first people that walked away with more belief in my ability this weekend, because if you know, he made it, and he's showing me how to make it, and to do the same thing. Millions are available. There's enough in this and out here for all of us. There's no competition to what you're doing. You know, we need to stop looking at not sharing resources and saying, well, I don't want you to know what I'm doing because you might steal this or whatever. There is, you know, that type of men, those people, they weren't there this weekend. The people that didn't have belief, they weren't there this weekend. Nobody, that's why I say the mastermind group we talked about a couple of weeks ago and thinking
right.
about it, that
right.
was there this weekend. It was a group, and that's why I say it was so powerful. You just, you know, you had to be there to experience it. And, I know, you know, a lot of you couldn't be there, but guess what? There's going to be a Black Millionaire Summit 2009. The first weekend in November of 2009, more millionaires would descend on Dallas. Mm. Would descend and ascend, because I'm going to be the one ascending up. And so you all can be here next year, and we'll tell you how to do that and all the specifics about that next Thursday, this coming Thursday. I'll
okay.
share with you more information on how you should be there and be here, and it's a must-attend event for 2009. Now, I didn't just go by myself. That's the other thing about this. I took my husband, and I took my team with me.
All right.
So, and this is the thing about events. Don't come to an event by yourself.
Right.
Come
right.
with people. So I'm telling you, we got trained. This was the best training I had ever attended. And I've been to some events before.
Okay.
It wasn't just rah-rah, you know. That's what I'm saying. I stress that because most people think that, oh, $297 is too much. Well, you know, they offered this event for $97 until October 31st.
Mm.
And that's what I did. So this was really just giving away.
Yeah.
You're talking about the giving spirit of Myron Golden. And, yes, he just gave this opportunity away to people to be there.
And what we want to do Thursday is take people through, you know, I know we won't have enough time in 30 minutes to cover everything, but to just walk people through certain training modules that you went through Thursday, so we can give people like a practicum. And
yes.
and then even if we have to do next week, Tuesday and Thursday, to just sort of help people be able to experience what you experienced and digest it, because the whole thing is there's a transformation going
mm-hmm.
on where there's a shift in wealth. And that the thing
mm-hmm.
we want to do is make sure that people can understand that no matter where they're at in
mm-hmm.
life right now, that they can be involved in a shift in wealth. As I started to show off, you know, when I think back to my humble beginnings as a youngster growing up, I didn't know that we were poor. We're living in the projects. My father was in the Navy. His check was $138 a month. And my mom raised me, my sisters, while my dad's away in the Navy, came out of the Navy, off $138 a month.
Wow.
And eventually my mom worked her way where she moved, you know, the family moved, you know, with my father intact, you know, because my mom and dad, they're together, to a place called Columbia, Maryland,
yes.
which is, a big to-do for those people that know about Maryland. But the bottom line is, I'm just saying, is that there's an out for all of us
yes.
if we pursue it.
You have to have a burning desire.
Mm-hmm.
And that goes back again to Think and Grow Rich. And that's one of the things that Myron, and I'm focusing on him because he imparted some of the basic foundations of what you needed.
Okay.
And he told everybody to, if you have not read Think and Grow Rich, read it. Fortunately, you've already exposed.
Repeat that again, please, for my listeners. If you had not read what book?
Think and Grow Rich by
Napoleon
Hill.
Think and Grow Rich. They need to read, right?
You need to read that before you make another move in your financial future. Read that book, and not only read it, but absorb it and take action on what you've learned. And, you know, when I first started listening to you, that was one of the books that you were going through. I think that's what drew me to you, because you had that as your title that day
mm-hmm.
that I tuned in. So
right.
You were on that series, and that is the foundation of his empire, meaning Myron Golden. If
right.
he says, you know, to be a millionaire, you have to do what millionaires tell you to do, and you have to be where they are, and you have to speak their language.
Right.
That book will get you started in the right direction, and it's free. If you need a link to the book, I will give you access to it Baba Jahi. Any of your listeners.
And any people that's in my list doing this, I have a copy that I sent out in an ebook format free.
Great.
To people. That I have a whole series of free ebooks that I sent out, you know, to people, because my thing is, whether you get involved with what I'm doing or not,
mm-hmm.
I just want to share the knowledge with people so that people can change their destiny. And, again, you know, going back to the Barack Obama situation, it's a new day. Some things that are happening beyond our wildest imagination. And regardless of what Obama's going to be able to do and not able to do, the biggest thing that he has been able to do is break a barrier where for young black children growing up, nobody can ever tell them again that they cannot be president of the United States of America.
Or anything they want to be.
Anything they want to be. Nobody can say, you can't do that. I'm 56 years old, and I can think distinctly, growing up, and certain things I wanted to do, somebody told me that was not realistic goal. You know, and I won't use the word that they used, but, you know, that was not a realistic
mm-hmm.
goal for a black person. But, you know, they didn't use black person. They used the N-word.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, but, you know, that our children, I mean, my 7-year-old grandson, he said he watched, he even asked before the election results, was why was John McCain running against him? Because Barack Obama going to be president.
Wow.
I mean, the youth, they just,
yes.
they felt the spirit.
They
like,
know.
You know, why are he even running against him? Baba, why he don't just quit? He need to quit because
well,
he can't beat Barack Obama.
He already knows. And
yeah.
that, and, you know, they say out of the mouth of babes.
That's
we
it.
We need to listen to our children, and we need to leave a legacy for our children.
That's
and
it.
That is what this Millionaire Summit taught. Everyone there, they left there knowing how to live a legacy and leave a legacy. Because you don't just leave it. You want to enjoy it while you have it.
That's it.
And so,
yeah, so we got a lot
today.
Of celebration to do. But our time is running out, and I want to wrap up. And so, like, you know, we're going to do is for Thursday, you know, I'll email you so that we can go through some practical things that you can share with people that you got out of the summit. And even if we have to carry this on into next week, you know, we'll do that. And if you can leave us with an affirmation this morning, I appreciate it.
Oh, wow. The affirmation for today is you can do it.
All right.
You can, you will do it. Just go out there and be what you want to be. You will be that.
All right. Hey, I appreciate you. God bless you. Thank you for tuning into our show, and thank you for being a part of your home-based business breakfast show. And I think we gave people a lot of food for thought this morning, and looking forward to having you back on again Thursday morning. And I'll be emailing you because I want to send you a $300 gas rebate voucher that you can use to help you save some money on your gasoline.
Thank you, and thank you for having me. I look
All
forward
right.
to next show.
All right. Take care. God bless.
God bless.